Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What progress have you made in making positive changes to your most critical processes? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving the relationship with your customers. 19 weeks ago, I introduced the topic of continuous improvement on this podcast. If you were to go back and listen to that episode, you'd find that I shared how we use the Kaizen continuous improvement methodology to radically transform the manufacturing business I was running at the time. I shared the simple 5-step process to follow to implement the Kaizen process in your business, and I shared how we were very comfortable allowing our toughest competitors to walk through our factories because we knew that no matter what they saw, because we were regularly using our Kaizen process to make micro changes in every aspect of our business, they would be looking at the way we used to do it in just a matter of weeks or months. At the end of the podcast, I challenged you to identify the 2 or 3 most critical processes in your business and take them through the Kaizen continuous improvement process to make them even better, stronger, faster, and more efficient. That's why my question for you today is, what progress have you made in making positive changes in your most critical processes? So, how are you doing? It's been 19 weeks since we last talked about this subject, and I'm curious whether you're actually doing anything or if you're simply listening to this podcast. My hope and prayer is that you're doing things, not just learning things. This is a lot like going to school. Lots of people can sit through the classes, take good notes, and maybe even get good grades. But not many students actually take the lessons they've learned and apply them in the real world by making the decision to take action, start something, or do something. Why is that? Is it because they don't believe that what they've learned will work? In some cases, that may be the case. Is it because it seems too hard? I bet some would put their excuse in that category. Or is it because they had no intention of actually doing anything, but they sure liked the learning process? So it's learning for learning's sake, nothing more. I sure hope that's not you. If it is, we need to work on changing that before you run into some difficulties or challenges that are too big to overcome. But if you're different, if you're one of the ones who isn't procrastinating or isn't making light of the new ideas and new approaches to business, then you've probably already made good progress towards your goals. Good for you. That's why you will be successful as a business owner. So I'm going to assume that you've already given this continuous improvement thing a try and it's working for you. You may have followed the 5-step process I laid out several weeks ago to the T, step by step, over a single week, Monday through Friday. Or maybe you shortened the process because you only have a few people on your team and you were able to cover the steps in just a couple of days. Either way, you've been through the process from start to finish. Now what? Well, I believe the magic of applying continuous improvement in your business happens when you do it consistently, week after week, for an extended period of time. Going through the process just once isn't going to get you the kind of results that will set you apart from your competition. But if you were to repeat the process every week or every other week or even every month, you'd find that after using the process on the majority of your customer-facing processes, your business will begin to operate very differently in a very good way. I won't suggest that continuous improvement is the absolute answer to your business challenges, but I've come to learn over the years that as a business owner, if something isn't going right in your business Look first to your processes, not to your people. Far too often, the first response is to find the guilty party. Who needs to be held accountable? Or who needs to take ownership for something going wrong or a customer being upset? When the most likely culprit is your process, not any of your people. This happened just this week with a client of mine who called a meeting and wanted to discuss merging two of his businesses together. As we started the call, we asked him to explain why he wanted to merge the smaller business into the larger one, and he spent the next 20 minutes outlining all the reasons why this was a necessary move. As he went from one issue to another, one frustration to another, one fumble to another, it became clear that it was less about the business being a bad business or the people being bad people, but rather it was that the processes being followed, or not followed in some cases, in the business were allowing things to go bad. It became clear that the processes needed a good tune-up. They needed to go through the Kaizen process to be reviewed, checked, improved, and recalibrated. And one of the big missing pieces was what is often referred to as poke yoke tools. If you're not familiar with the term poke yoke, it means mistake proofing in Japanese. As part of the Kaizen process, we would always ask, is there a way we could poke yoke the process so it would be impossible to make a mistake or miss a step? A poke yoke may be as simple as a template or a checklist or a guide, something that when it's applied to the step of the process, it prevents someone from overlooking or mismeasuring or not double-checking their work. Think about your business and perhaps ask your team, are there places where mistakes or errors are made on a recurring basis? Are there parts that are often left out or steps that are sometimes not taken or handoffs that are sometimes missed? Each time they mention one, you can ask, how could we create a poke yoke for that? I consider this to be one of the ninja tricks in the area of continuous improvement. If you can install poke yoke tools throughout your critical processes, your team will never have to remember to do something. It will be required to continue the process. It's a lot like the safety features on a machine, where you have to press the start button with both hands, which ensures that one hand's not inadvertently in the way of the blade or the press. These kinds of safety devices are well used in factories and shops, but I would ask why they're not as well used in our offices and in the field. They should be, and they could be. The success of our business process should never be left to the good memory of our team members. Sure, we want them to know the process step by step, frontward and backward, but when things get busy or the pressure gets high, we don't want to leave these processes to chance. We want them to be girded by the poke yoke tools that will ensure a critical step is never left out. Is this making sense to you? Even if you've got a business that operates remotely, can you identify those critical business processes that would be enhanced and improved by having mistake-proofing tools added to them? Well, this week, your assignment is to do just that. Identify two or three critical processes that from time to time are not being followed to the T. Get a few of your team together and brainstorm ways you could mistake-proof those processes. I will tell you that by the time we got done with the call with my client, we had identified several processes that were missing the poke yoke tools. All that business owner needed to do to get his struggling business back into good shape was to put in place the mistake-proofing tools that would prevent someone from shipping a product too early or building kits out of sequence or missing the necessary communications with their customers. He left with a renewed sense of what the future could look like for his business, and it didn't require him to shut it down or merge it with his sister company. His answer was as simple as applying the continuous improvement process element called poke yoke to his business. Perhaps doing this would have a similar impact on your business. Perhaps it's worth giving it a good try. Whatever you do, take something you learned today and do something with it. Don't just write it in your notebook. Take some action. Make a change in your business that will make it better. You'll be glad you did. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. Mistake-proofing your business lets you sleep better at night and makes your customers stay longer with you, by the way, which also helps you sleep better at night. And share this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. This is a topic that most every business owner can benefit from. And if they tell you they don't make mistakes when serving their customers, don't call them a liar. Just tell them, yeah, sure, and focus on your own pokey yoke. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss what sets you apart from your competition. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.